What are you going to share?
I'm going to share on the power of prayer. And listening to the manifestations was just reminding me how peaceful our hearts get when we hear the words from God. And yet, every moment of the day, we can speak in tongues. He can reveal things to us. We can sit down in our secret place and talk to Him and expect that He's going to talk back. And it just gives you such peace, knowing that you really are important. And that's what He's asking us. Put Him first. Get Him involved in every aspect of our lives. And when we pray, it opens the door to a situation for God to get involved in it. You know, He sees a lot of things going on. He knows our thoughts before they even come. And He yearns to get involved with our lives. But if we're too busy trying to figure it all out and don't have room for Him, or we say, okay, God, I got this, and then, I didn't get it right away, so I got plan B here planned out. We always need plan A. We need Him first. And probably a couple of weeks ago, I was journaling and just asked God, you know, show me what I need to do today, and He says, have fun. And I'm too serious. And so I thought, you know, and I love being with the kids because they are so simple and lighthearted, and you have to teach them that too, because you can also put responsibility on them that's wrong. You know, we are to care for our children, and it's the same thing with the Heavenly Father. He wants to care for us, but if we have these heavy burdens on our hearts, what does it mean? We're not allowing Him. We're not allowing Jesus Christ to do the job that He did. So I thought, okay, well, I'm going to share. I thought I would share on prayer and keep it very simple on, you know, it's talking to God. And Jeremiah 33:3 says, call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Now, I always read that, call upon me and I will answer thee. But He also promises that He will show us things that we know not. He's going to reveal us things. There's certain things we need in our life to know. Like maybe you shouldn't go down that road today. Or maybe you shouldn't do something. Or maybe you should call this person. And you never know what's going to happen. 3 weeks ago, I was on the phone. I was FaceTiming with a believer in Nashville. We were doing the Hour of Power together session, and her husband walked in the room, and he said he just found out his father-in-law was having surgery, hip surgery. He's in Florida. He's 96 years old. And so I said, okay, Phyllis, why don't you pray? So she prayed, and as she was praying, I had this thought, the anesthesiologist needs to be attentive and honest. And I thought, and then it came twice. And so as she was finishing praying, I go, Phyllis, this may sound really weird, but this is a thought that came to me, and I believe God told me this, and I'm going to pray. So I prayed for the anesthesiologist to be attentive and honest in his care for Mr. Lundberg. And we found out 2 hours later that they had stopped surgery at the exact time that we had prayed, because they found out the anesthesiologist had given him too much morphine, which would have killed him. So our impact on when we pray, God can talk to us, and He is talking to us. We need to listen. And how powerful that can be for each other when we can come together and bring things to God. And first of all, we bring Him our heart. You know, that's what that song was all about. We bring Him our heart, and then we bring Him our needs. But He wants us to worship Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Not after we've done everything we need to do. You know, the adversary wants us to be so busy that we don't have time for God. You know, well, I had 5 minutes, so I read a verse. But think about Him all day long and ask Him. I used to ask Him, you know, how do I do this financial statement? How do I figure this out? And He always came through. It was just amazing. But that's what He's all about. We call upon Him. Talking to Him allows Him to get involved in our lives. In this movie, Woodlawn, he said, this is, he said, this is what happens when God shows up. Yeah. All these people are saved. All these people are standing in unity. And God shows up every time we show up because he dwells in us. So think about the impact our lives have on people around us. I was at the bank Friday, and the teller looked like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He had this red nose. He just had a heavy coat on, was really not feeling well. And I just told him, you know, I'll pray for you. And it was great. I should have just put my hand down and prayed for him. But, you know, we'll get there. You know, but think about how we can bless someone. If you just come in contact with someone, you don't know what to say, say, can I do something for you? Can I pray for you? It's powerful. So prayer is, so our job as a child of God is to trust him, to pour our heart, to allow him to become dependent on him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding. And in the Amplified, it says, trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him, and he will make your paths straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. You want that? I do. Yeah, that's what he's here for. He wants his children to be blessed. And he has so many examples in the Word of God on people that truly trusted him. And one man that I thought of was Daniel. And around Easter time, I found this lovely book. And Nico and Jet, why don't you come down here and you can sit, and because I'm going to read this book so you guys can have a better view. Okay?
All right. I'll write it down.
So this
you guys,
book.
You want them to come sit? Or
well, they
okay?
Sit there. Or oh, okay. There. But it's called, Hey God, I'm Starving in This Den, So Why Won't You Let Me Eat This Guy? This guy named Daniel.
Whoa!
And it's the lion tells his story, his side of the story. And what's interesting, it's just a really great book. What's interesting is there's always a different perspective from what you're looking at. And the greatest perspective is God's perspective, because he's going to take care of us. So when we're in a den or a jam, we need to think about, now, what's God's perspective of this situation? He says, call out to me. Even if you say, help, that allows God to get involved in your life. So I want to share this story with you. And Sam has his own book, so he can look at that. So it says, so I woke up this one morning to my alarm clock. Grr, grr. My stomach goes off every morning telling me to eat. So what do? I go get something to eat, don't you? I walk to the grocery store. Not really. Well, the whole forest is my grocery store. To grab something to eat. How about a deer? Nah, too much work. Maybe a sheep. Maybe not. I still have a knot on my head from the last shepherd encounter. A wild pig? I love bacon for breakfast. So I followed the oink, to get my delicious all-I-can-eat breakfast, and that's a lot. But instead of finding food, some guys found me. Boy, did that ruin my day. These guys tossed me into a hole in the ground, a den, they called it, trying to make it sound more comfortable and nice. But it wasn't. It was a hole in the ground, and it didn't come stocked with any food. There I was, king of the beasts, stuck in a hole and starving to death. This was no way to treat a king.
Oh my goodness.
I looked around and saw some familiar faces in the darkness. All the other kings of the beasts. What a sorry bunch. King Larry, King Lonnie, King Lester, King Louis, King Lucas, King Linus, so many kings. And all of them had the same story. We got captured and thrown into this den, said King Lion. They haven't fed us for days.
Oh, you look so skinny, too.
All night I tried to sleep, but I couldn't. I thought my stomach was loud, but add 7 other stomachs to that growling and you'll be up all night. We hadn't eaten in days. If we didn't eat soon, all of us were going to be, one of us is going to be dinner. Finally, one day, the hole opened and the men threw us our main course, a nice, tasty, delicious human. I like humans personally. They're tender and salty with a bit of crunch on the inside. See if your God saves you now, Daniel, the men shouted as they tossed the guy in. All of us were ready to eat and dinner was being served. But why wasn't this guy scared? I'd be scared. 8 lions against 1 guy, not very good odds. But Daniel just bowed his head and prayed. Think about that.
Wow.
Here he's put in this den, and lions, what do? What's their job? They eat. And they like people because they're salty and crunchy. Kind of like a bag of chips. But Daniel just bowed his head and prayed. All of us looked at each other wondering, what's going on? Where's the screaming and the crying and begging for your life that we lions usually hear? Then something happened I never, ever expected. I couldn't open my mouth. Something had locked it up. I tried to take a bite out of Daniel, but my jaws wouldn't work. And the same thing happened to all my friends. All of them were trying to get their mouths open. There we were, 8 hungry lions and our mouths sealed shut. Could this day get any worse? Now we, king of the beasts, know that there's a God. But sometimes we forget to pray to him because, well, we're kings. But at this point, I didn't feel much like a king, so I did what Daniel did. I prayed, hey, God, I'm starving in this den, so why won't you let me eat this guy named Daniel? God says, because he's a very important man who doesn't forget to pray to me, even though he's very important, God replied. You see, God told me, even though he's one of the highest ranking people of his kingdom, he remembered me and prayed to me. He didn't worry about his needs, but mine. God wants us to worship him. If God says pray, then pray, no matter what someone says. And God said, I wasn't about to let you eat him. So I had an angel shut your mouths. Wow. I realized then that I was nothing like Daniel. I felt like a king, but I took what I wanted. I had never met anyone as powerful as Daniel who turned to God. I think people call it humility. I've heard that word before, but never had much use for it. It described Daniel, though, how he respected God first, no matter how important he was, and God took care of him. See, God's guarantee is his perspective. If you've got a challenge, a need, he's going to take care of you. So why allow fear? You know, fear is, it's something, it's just saying you don't trust God. It says be anxious for nothing, God's word. You know, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, they all have their food. Have you ever seen a bear go to a grocery store and get some honey? No? Really? Never? Even 7-Eleven, you can just slip right in? No, of course not. Because God provides the bees that makes the honey. God even provided a place for us so we could live with a place of milk and honey. He would provide everything for us if we just trust him. That's our life, and that's the message we have for people today. God loves you. Trust him. Next morning, another important king yelled down, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve so loyally, saved you from the lions? God took care of me. I'm okay, king. So Daniel left our den. I thought about his courage and trust in God. It was something I needed to remember when I fall into traps and pits, and especially when I'm hungry. I needed to trust God to take care of me and feed me too. Anybody have that desire? Absolutely. Soon our jaws were working again, and it wasn't long before another meal was sent down to us. You know, all the guys that tried to trick King Darius to find fault in Daniel, they were all thrown into the lion's den because they were deceivers, and even their families and children. So there was plenty to eat, but you know what the lion said? I hope they brought me peanut butter and jelly sandwiches stuffed with bacon. I can't think they got cured of the need for men with Daniel. So what do you think? Why did Daniel get thrown into the lion's den? Do you remember? Do you remember, Sam, why he got thrown in? Well, why did Daniel get thrown in the den? Elizabeth, do you know? Because he wanted to pray to God, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and these people said, you can't pray. Because they wanted to get rid of Daniel, because he had an excellent spirit in him, and so do we. So God would provide it for him, because that's what his job is. Our job is to talk to God, to allow him to be a part of our lives. And when we allow God to be a part of our lives, powerful things happen. And I encourage you this week to look for opportunities to ask people to pray for them. And ask God, what should I do today for him? And he will open doors as we open our hearts to him. So I wanted to share that with you. And I have one more part. Elizabeth, bring your bag.
Your sack.
So, God's Word, we're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 6. We'll close with that. Elizabeth, why don't you come sit with me? And Ephesians chapter 6, why don't you bring our guy up? Ephesians chapter 6 talks about putting on the whole armor of God. And we will start in we'll start in verse 6:13, and Dan, do you want to read that?
I have 6:13?
Yeah. Sure. We're going to read that through 19.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
Amen. So God says that we are to stand, and Children's Fellowship, we made these little, we have little guys and little girls. Sam, why don't you come over here next to Elizabeth? So God tells us to be strong and courageous. So what we do is we put on the gospel, our feet shod with the gospel of peace. How about the shield of righteousness. Do you want to put that on?
Yay.
We should put on the shield of righteousness. So any thoughts that tell you that you should be living condemnation, those are all lies. So you put on that shield. And then you put on the belt of truth. And then you put on the helmet of salvation to guard those thoughts, and the shield of faith. And let's put that one up here. It's so sticky over here. The shield of faith. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And then you go out for battle, right? You go battling out, no. Trying to find those devil spirits?
No.
What do you do?
Pray.
You pray. And we're going to have a praying hands next part of the armor there, because that's what life's all about. We put on who we are in Christ, and then we walk, we pray. And then God shows us what we need to do next. But isn't that great that we have to remember, you got to put it on. Don't forget to put it on. You know, us ladies can put our makeup on and everything else, but we got to have that breastplate of righteousness. We got to know who we are. We got to be bold and courageous. And then we can really do things for God. So, and if you have any interested in having fun and being with our children, we've always got room for helpers to teach them, because they are wonderful. Our next goal is to make paper dolls of all Old Testament characters, and so they can really play. The world shows all these superheroes, but these are the greatest superheroes you'll ever have. Yes. So that's what we wanted to share, that you put it all on and you pray. So thank you.
Well, before Jeannie closes with a word of prayer, I want to make available abundant sharing. So I think we have the baskets available. And Judy, would you pray for the abundant sharing?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the abundance in our lives, especially that relationship that we have with you, and how our heart's desire is to continue to be in your care, be your lights in this world. So we thank you for blessing us with so many things and the principle of abundant sharing, that you bless the givers, that you are a God who honors his word and his promises, and that we can always have that trust in you. So we thank you for that and all the many things you do for us. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Do you have any other announcements or any birthdays or anniversaries? I think last time we recognized some. Yes.
Speaking of prayer, I have noticed this. I thought I got really blessed by it. As a lot of you know, I work for Canton Vending, but we service Point Momo here, the naval base. And I thought there was a great thing on the doors. It said that Monday between 8 and 8:30 is the National Day of Prayer for all of our servicemen and women. So I thought that, you know, I thought I'd be blessed to pray. So I bring that up so you all remember, think of it, pray for them, you know, because. But I thought it was great that, you know, our military honors God, and, you know, with prayer, day of prayer, they recognize that without him, we're, and like Jesus teaching the power of prayer.
Yeah, amen.
That's
great.
That's
thanks
right.
for sharing
yeah,
that.
That's my
good,
that's
good deal. Yes?
I was very blessed with a lot of Jeannie's fellowship. This thing in Tucson was like, must be the gathering together. So I was like, man, I want to keep this spiritual thing.